And you say it don't hurt? I personally guarantee it. Completely painless. One flash and you're unconscious immediately. No gas, no needle, no sledgehammer. Absolutely painless. The thing is, one never wants another one. You change. You forget things. It's as if... He presses his hands against his temples, shutting his eyes. It's as if the jolt sets off a wild carnival wheel of images, emotions, memories. These wheels, you've seen them. The barker takes your bet and pushes a button. Chang! With light and sound and numbers round and round in a whirlwind, and maybe you win with what you end up with, and maybe you lose and have to play again. Pay the man for another spin, son. Pay the man. Take it easy, Harding. The door opens and the gurney comes back out with the guy under a sheet, and the technicians go out for coffee. McMurphy runs his hand through his hair. I don't seem to be able to get all the stuff that's happening straight in my mind. What's that, this shock treatment? Yeah, no, not just that. All this. He waves his hand in a circle. All these things going on. Harding's hand touches McMurphy's knee. Put your troubled mind at ease, my friend. In all likelihood, you needn't concern yourself with EST. It's almost out of vogue and only used in the extreme cases nothing else seems to reach. Like lobotomy. Now, lobotomy, that's chopping away part of the brain? You're right again. You're becoming very sophisticated in the jargon. Yes, chopping away the brain. Frontal lobe castration. I guess if she can't cut below the belt, she'll do it above the eyes. You mean ratchet? I do indeed. I didn't think the nurse had the say-so in this kind of thing. She does indeed. McMurphy acts like he's glad to get off talking about shock and lobotomy and get back to talking about the big nurse. He asks Harding what he figures is wrong with her. Harding and Scanlon and some of the others have all kinds of ideas. They talk for a while about whether she's the root of all the trouble here or not, and Harding says she's the root of most of it. Most of the other guys think so too, but McMurphy isn't so sure anymore. He says he thought so at one time, but now he doesn't know. He says he don't think getting her out of the way would really make much difference. He says that there was something bigger making all this mess and goes on to try to say what he thinks it is. He finally gives up when he can't explain it.